The minority leader in Parliament, Osechi Mensah-Bunsu, says though the performance rating of MPs is crucial in assessing their work, the fact that an MP is not usually heard in the House does not make him or her a non-performer. He said the work of an MP is normally committee-based in an effort to achieve consensus rather than the individualistic tag often associated with their performance. Mr. Chi Mensah-Bunsu, who had grade A, made this statement yesterday on Radio Ghana's Behind the News program in reaction to a US-based magazine, the Africa Awards performance rating of the country's MPs.
So my own view, based on what people have told me about the yardstick that have been applied, I must say that it's a useful beginning without doubt, except to say that the yardstick employed are not comprehensive enough, in my honest reason being that, as we do know, there is this action that a parliament is as strong as a committee meeting. The bulk of the work that is conducted by parliament is done at the level of the committee. At the committee level, there is very little partisanship, except, of course, matters that border on policy of the various political parties. We may then have those points of disagreement. Otherwise, at the committee level, they strive to achieve consensus and sometimes even unanimity. What is there at the committee level also is that because they work to achieve consensus, normally if anybody comes up with any issue which is adopted by the committee in adopting it would register it in its own name and not mention whoever might have originated that idea. If you attend any committee work, you realize that at the level of the committee business transaction, you would find that normally not more than four or five people will be dragging the committee along. They will be the principal movers of the committee. Such people will become the lead persons of that committee. And it's so across all the committees. And fancy the situation when a person makes a suggestion, the committee takes it up, brings it in its report, and plenary even adopts that report based upon the contribution of one or two. And yet that person is not featured, name is not mentioned.
That was the minority leader in Parliament, Osechi Mensah-Bunsu. Responding to his berating on the same program, the deputy majority leader in Parliament, Rashid Pelpo, said though he was happy with his rating, he disagrees with the magazine's D and F rating for some perceived non-performing MPs. He said the magazine missed out on other equally important factors that are key in assessing MPs. He spoke to Ibrahim Sari.
That's the reflection of the newspaper, and it's difficult to grade oneself, so we often will depend on the external somebody to do that for us, so I have no problem about that.
A B is an average performance, isn't it?
No, it's not an average performance. It's between 82 and 84. Between 82 right up to 84 is grade B, and between 85 to 90 is grade B plus. Because they are doing it for the first time, they may have missed out on so many things.
How about those who had D and F? Do you think they deserved to be given D's and F's?
Some of them are people I think should have earned much more than that because of the input they have in committee work and the capacity behind what they do at all times.
That was the deputy majority leader in Parliament, Rashid Pelpo.